testosterone I smell.
Yeah. Burning.
Thank you very much. This is serious work. We're not supposed to be enjoying it. We had a wonderful thing happen here about 6 years ago, I guess it's been now. We got very serious. All the partners in this festival have always felt we were very fortunate to have so many good friends and so many associates to help us run the festival and to cooperate. And I think that we've always felt like there's a lot of positive energy here. And so about 7 years ago, we finally made a profit. And we felt so humble about it, we thought, well, we need to think of some way to put some of it back in the industry. And what we came up with was a thing called Bluegrass Scholarships. And so we were going to make an album of the festival and sell them and give away scholarships. And our idea was to be on the up and up and make the albums and, of course, pay the people to play on them. And everybody we ever contacted, almost everybody we ever contacted to play on one of these albums said the same thing, said they didn't want no money, they just would donate their music to the albums too. And I think last year we gave away the 14th and 15th scholarships here, and now there's been three of these, and everybody's supported them a lot. We appreciate it more than we can say. And for those who wonder about our motives in this, I can tell you on the accounting thing that the income from the albums is never equal to scholarship, but by the same token, it's enabled us to keep up with the original goal, which was to put something back in the industry. And I couldn't figure out why everybody was being so generous at first, and then I found out, like, in bluegrass, like, if you want to be a really authentic bluegrass musician, one of the only things you need is ignorance. And like, you can see a lot of these bands, they ain't very ignorant, and so they got to play not only bluegrass but some other kind of music. But if you're really, really ignorant, bluegrass would be the music for you, and we could see a lot of competition in it, see? And so we thought as long as we was giving away these scholarships to help fight ignorance, there wouldn't be so much competition for our jobs. And I think maybe everybody in the industry really felt like helping us there because they could see our point too. And the other part was that, like, people has really helped support this because some people, you know, they don't like ignorance, and so they buy one of these records or tapes. And people who just absolutely hate ignorance buy all three. And we appreciate that. Anyways, told you that to tell you this. We got down on the first album, since it was our project, we got it home, and it was a wonderful album. Had Mike Henderson was on it, and Pete Kuykendall, and Ralph Stanley, and the Seldom Scene, the Lewis family, a whole bunch of people was on there, but we never had air a gospel song on it. And so we had this one we'd been carrying around for a long time. This was an interesting thing. The Rounder Recording Company didn't want us to record this because they said there was words in it that people wouldn't understand. And that made me feel a lot better, because up till then, I was certain that everybody had understood every word in bluegrass songs that had ever been recorded. And this one had one you might not. So anyways, we'd like to do it for you here today. The word, by the way, that you might not understand is eagle. And some people think it's evil, see, but back in the old days, like when the country was young, that'd be old days. This was back like before words like forever now had even been invented, because they didn't have old-time fiddlers conventions. And so, like, that's what you need words like that for, because them old-time fiddle songs last forever now. And they used to want to make the national bird the turkey. And the reason for that was because a lot of old pilgrims thought that the devil was represented by the eagle. And if you get one of those old picture Bibles, like maybe from the Lewis family or Robert Tilton, there'll be a big bird with claws on its wings to represent the devil. And told you that to tell you this.
My picture Bible has a picture of Robert Tilton to represent the devil.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Well, it would happen down in the country, see, people get ready to build a barn, and then they'd use all the good stuff they had, and what was left over was called the coal stuff, and they'd just lay it out by the road. And then after you got enough coal stuff, you could build a church. And if you ever get to go down through the slums of Appalachia or anything, you'll be able to see these churches are all out right by the road. There's more churches probably than there are preachers, and the little congregations in all of them. Ours was the Blackford Mountain Methodist Church, and my dad did worse things in his life. He darn sure did than take me to that church. So finally I got to be kind of a teenager, and I asked my grandmother, how come these churches all sitting right on the road? I mean, even if you want to park, you got to go back behind the church. And it was one of those obvious things. She says, you wouldn't want to build that church back in them woods where them primitive people lives.
Spooky, man.
So, you mean there's people back in them woods more primitive than us?